Notre Dame after two periods of play. This weekend's series sponsor is Fastenal. Create the power play with Fastenal Solutions. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now's your chance. Tackle those bigger projects with an 11% rebate on everything at Menards. Transform your home with a new Dakota closet. Build your dream bathroom and save on luxury tubs and showers. Customize your kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry. Or start your big garage project. Get an 11% rebate on everything at Menards. 11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Six different goal scorers tonight. Wisconsin leads Notre Dame 6-2 in the second intermission. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Minnesota's knocked off Ohio State 4-1. Liam Soulier, 25 saves, plus an assist for the Gophers' goaltender. And Penn State beat Michigan State in a shootout after a 2-2 overtime tie. Arseny Sergeyev, 36 saves for the Nittany Lions. So right now, Michigan State in first place, but only 1 point better than second place Minnesota. Ohio State in third place, 3 points behind the Gophers. Michigan in fourth place. Penn State with 28 points in fifth place, 4 points out of home ice for the first round of the playoffs. We know Wisconsin will be on the road for the first round of the Big Ten tournament. But seventh-ranked Ohio State, fifth-ranked Minnesota at Mariucci, and then Penn State, one of the hottest teams in the country, playing at top-ranked Michigan State and getting a win in a shootout. Big Ten hockey is pretty good this year.
Yeah, and I was just looking at some other scores when they're in there, and I happened to look at the box. Arizona State leads Western Michigan 2-0, and Michigan outshot them 32-8
Ouch.
In the first period.
Wow.
And are down 2-0.
Wow. And that's a battle for the lead in the NCHC. Western
Correct.
With a 5-point lead on the Sun Devils. So if ASU can sweep that series, all of a sudden that program would be in first place in the National Collegiate Hockey Conference. Here the Badgers lead Notre Dame 6-2. We'll return in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/PoweringBeyond.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Wisconsin leads Notre Dame 6-2. Hey, Marco Siki's 7th Annual Casting for Kids Fishing Tournament to support the American Family Children's Hospital, UW-Carbone Cancer Center, is coming up Saturday, May 17th on the Madison Chain of Lakes. To get more information, to sign up, or to donate, go to castingforkids.org. Casting, the number 4, kids.org. Again, Wisconsin leads Notre Dame 6-2. And the third period is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
Got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Forrester and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Right, Posicki and Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Badgers lead Notre Dame 6-2 in the second-to-last regular season game of the year. And you look at the stat sheet, Ryland Mosley, a goal, 3 points, plus three. Owen Mellenbacher, a goal, 2 points. He's plus two. Weston Knox, his first two-point game as a Badger. Mellenbacher as well. And Zach Scholes and Logan Hensler are both plus four. That's what happens when you put six on the board.
Excuse me, I wasn't listening. I was banging my head on the here to that rock and roll music.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
My era.
Notre Dame with the puck. Out to center ice. Here's Knuble now. Leans to his right, back to his left. Good poke check by Dexheimer. Backhand pass intended for Kukkonen from Dick. It was deflected, and then Dick got hit. The penalty coming up on Notre Dame, and then afterwards, a little scrum going on between Kukkonen and Danny Nelson. They may be taking both of them or maybe just one of them. Wisconsin could be getting two full minutes of five-on-three power play hockey. Well. Astro Domenico's going to get the gate, and Nelson's being escorted there as well. Elbowing on Mastro Domenico. And then Nelson, 2 minutes for hitting after the whistle. So, yes, a full 2 minutes of five-on-three power play hockey for Wisconsin.
Well, I saw the initial play, the hit after the whistle. I saw the aftermath of it, but I didn't see anything else. It'll be interesting because whether we like it or not, as coaches, you don't work on five-on-three that much.
Yeah.
Not by comparison to five-on-four or four-on-three, whatever the case may be. And you get into a situation now where you've got the main man. You're going with four forwards and one defenseman, Dexheimer being the only defenseman.
Yep.
And you've got the man who owns the front of the net, Simon Tassi. Yeah, this is going to be a goal mouth cross-ice pass unless they...
Here's Dexheimer to Finley. Full five-on-three for 2 minutes. Miners to Mastro Domenico and Danny Nelson at the 22nd mark. Back below the goal line, Morrissey, Tassi playing pitch and catch. Morrissey low right, put it backside for Tassi, who snuck in behind Slaggart. But the pass went under his stick. Dexheimer, low right, Morrissey trying to find some space. Now backs off, pass back to Dexheimer. 5-on-3 power play for Wisconsin, brought to you by Kunis. Here's Finley now, left wing Dexheimer, catches, slot, looking, Mosley, no place to shoot. Back to Finley, right wing. He and Dexheimer will change places. A minute into the third, Finley, low left. Tassi looking, fired it off the goaltender, off the far side wall. Good hustle by Finley to hold his own. Minute 15 to go on the 5-on-3. Morrissey's got it, steps low right. Left wing, shot by Dexheimer, leaning left. The goaltender Kemp made the stop and hangs on. No traffic really in front. Tassi was to the right of the goaltender. The shot went back left. Like the look, though, below the goal line with Morrissey and Tassi.
Forces Notre Dame to turn their back. I mean, that's the basically what you don't. If they don't turn their back, they're just going to stand out there and look for someone to come away. And as you saw, Tassi walked out of the corner with it.
Badgers 0-1 on the power play tonight. Notre Dame, by the way, 73% in league play on the penalty kill. That's second worst in the league. They've been outscored on the power play in Big Ten play by six. Dick kicked out of the faceoff circle after Lindmark was. Now Fitzgerald will step in to the right of Nick Kempf. And it's caught up in the linesman's skates. Passed by Lindmark out to Hensler. 5-on-3 for another 60 seconds. Dick straight away. Hensler kicks it to his forehand. Once he settles down the bouncing puck, here's Fitzgerald now. He's straight away. Left wing Tyson Dick. Pass in front to Lindmark off a stick. Ricocheted to Hensler. Couldn't locate it because it bounced to Fitzgerald. Christian's got it now near the Big Ten logo. Left wing Tyson Dick to the dot. Thought about shooting. Now peels away from the defender Plisinski. Now here's a one-timer by Fitzgerald. His shot may have hit the stick of Kemp, the near wall. Dick keeps it alive. Kukkonen's got it left corner. He's stick handling and looking. 25 seconds to go in the full 5-on-3 for 2 minutes. Here's Tyson Dick now. Straight away, back left wing. Hensler shot loose after the save made by Kemp, and Kukkonen was right there on the doorstep, and he just couldn't get a stick on the puck. All that cage was just yawning for the puck to go in the back of the net. A delayed penalty coming up on Wisconsin.
Yeah, Tyson Dick's going to take it. It was an interference call after the play. So the faceoff will come back to the Badger zone. They only have 6 seconds left. Okay, hooking. They call it hooking. I thought it was interference, but when you had a 5-on-3 and two guys ended up taking, there you go. He hooked him right in the corner. Piece of cake. But you've only got one guy on the puck and you've got a two-man advantage. That's bad discipline.
2:15 the time of the hooking penalty. And in 6 seconds, Notre Dame will get a power play after essentially killing off Wisconsin's 2 minutes of 5-on-3 man advantage hockey.
Yeah, and it was a full-blown 5-on-3.
Wow.
As far as that can go.
Face off to Scarfoni's right, one by Wisconsin. Dexheimer, lead feed, Horbach. 2 seconds left. Badgers trying to get it into the attacking zone and will. Horbach and Lindmark, their best penalty killers up front out there right now as Notre Dame is at full strength. So Wisconsin 0 for 2 tonight on the power play. And now it's Kumlin dropping back and picking it up with speed as Strand. Veers off to his right. Astro Domenico will dump it in. Strand giving chase. Kerr got there first. Cut off by Ali from behind. Strand leaning on Kerr. And Notre Dame's point pass to Kumlin. He fires it back in, but knocked down by Anthony Kerr, and he
clears it out. Good job, buddy. Shot it off the referee.
Anthony Kerr playing in his 162nd game. Owen Lindmark in game number 169. He'll become the 12th player in UW history to play 170 or more, and that'll be tomorrow night, the series finale.
I'm amazed by that list.
Here's Fitzgerald now. Steal, wheeling pass behind Morrissey. Two penalty killers back. Here's a 4-on-2. Notre Dame on the power play. Slot pass. Kumlin shot, missed it. Here's a chance for Murphy. His shot may have gone off Scarfoni and up and out. Stopping play. And Murphy was planted on his backside after he pulled the trigger on that shot.
Dodged the bullet on that one. As good as an opportunity as it seemed like it was going to be with the two penalty killers up front, and they turn over the puck and they make an errant pass, all of a sudden it's a 4-on-2 instead of a 2-on-1 for the Badgers.
Face off the left of Scarfoni. Still 50 seconds left to kill off on Dick's hooking penalty. Knubel leans in, Lindmark as well. Notre Dame won the draw, though. Fisher right wing, Janicki steps in, down low right. It's Knubel, skates it back behind the net. Knubel has a goal here tonight. Now it's Fisher back to Knubel at the dot, sets up Nelson, his shot. It deflected free and batted in by Janicki. It went airborne. Scarfoni slid to his left, couldn't locate the puck. It was up in the air and then behind him, and Janicki batted it in. Wisconsin's given up two power play goals. Still lead, though, 6-3 here early third period.
Well, it's interesting how the tide turns. You think you've got the biscuit in the basket with a 5-on-3 two-minute minor for, or 2 minutes of full power play for the Badgers, and then you turn around and take a penalty after it's all said and done, and it's 5-on-4, and it didn't look like a dangerous play, but he just batted it out of midair.
Time of the goal, 3:42, power play goal for Janicki, who now has 12 goals this season, 5 on the man advantage. So Notre Dame, which has struggled to put the puck away, has 3 tonight against Wisconsin. Good news for the Badgers. They have 6. Still up by 3. 4 minutes gone by in the third. Breakout for Wisconsin. Scholl dumps it in and gives chase. He'll be the first one to it. Able to lift it off the corner wall for Pietola. Feeds Scholl, who redirected it right through the top of the blue paint. Mellenbacher chased it down right corner. Owen with a goal and an assist tonight. Off to Scholl. Out to the point now. Hensler swings it left side. Scholl's his shot. Hits something and ricocheted to the near corner. And now Pietola going at it in front of the Notre Dame net. May have gotten away with a penalty. And now the Badgers, Scholl's has it back out at center. Slides it ahead to Sawyer Scholl. Sawyer spins it back behind the net. Mellenbacher meets Fisher and took the puck. And then cycled it back below the goal line. But no one there except Notre Dame's Paul Fisher, who then turned it over at center. Badgers have it again. Lindmark cut off, picked up by Tassie, cuts in low, last, snaps off a shot. They went off of Mastro Domenico's stick in the glass. Badgers hold the zone. Weston Knox walking the line a little bit with Jack Phelan. Slow-moving shot went wide to the left of the goaltender. Ricochets out near the blue line. Pulled free by Grant Silanoff. Poked it ahead to Strand. Tried to walk the defenseman Knox, but Weston held his ground. Still a battle in the Wisconsin zone after Lindmark falls down. He's back on his skates. 14:45 to go here in the third. A 6-3 Wisconsin lead.
Those young people down right by the glass are appreciating Badgers' hard work in the scrum.
Now here's Notre Dame with the puck. They'll bank it out to the point. Jurcev's shot didn't get through. Caromed off a shin pad to the far wall. Tassie scoops it out to center. Knocked down by Carter Slagert. Couldn't get it deep, and the Badgers' Phelan now has it to Weston Knox. There's Knox, sidesteps the forechecker, and then Slagert just pulled down Finley. No penalty, but we play on. Here's Morrissey across the line. Stick handling and try to get through three Fighting Irish and eventually lost the handle. It slid right to the goaltender Kemp, and he covers. Badgers lead here 6-3. Badger hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Yeah, you ask yourself, as the coach, when you're up by three goals and time starts winding down, how chippy Notre Dame's going to be. And I just don't think that Jeff Jackson's teams are going to let their heads get out of hand.
Face off in the offensive zone for Wisconsin. Mosley reaching for it, poked it to the corner. Morrissey knocked down. Finley picked it up, turnaround shot right wing. That went off his stick and into the air. Morrissey unable to reach it. Left corner now. Dexheimer tried to kick it behind the net. It's kicked right back to him, and now Mosley out of there with it. Mosley on his backhand, out high near the line. Finley now left wing. He rises a shot too high. Kerr will chase it down and keep it in. Behind the net, Morrissey can't control, but Finley does in the corner. Trying to set up Morrissey. Good steal by Biondi, and then it's lifted out to center. Kerr steps up and hits Janicki off balance. Biondi in on the forecheck against Dexheimer. Those two battling in the far corner of the Wisconsin zone. Scarfoni following the play. The goaltender moving to his right. On the left wing now, it's Hellowell, backpedaling blue line, blast by Carpenter, blocked by Finley. That stung him. Yeah. Puck ricocheted to center. Morrissey gained the red line and dumped it in.
That hurt. That was an ankle biter.
13:09 to go here in the third. 6-3 Wisconsin. Badgers out to snap a six-game losing streak, seeking just their third win in Big Ten play at home this season against seven losses and a tie. Home ice has not been that much of an advantage to Wisconsin, despite the big crowd. Second best in the country in average attendance, over 10,000 behind North Dakota. The crowds have come out.
Yeah, and the people have been supportive. And I agree with Coach Hastings in the game against Michigan in that last 10 seconds where it's held down there in the corner. The place just erupted.
Yes.
They're very loyal.
Hensler now breakout to Tyson Dick. Angles a pass for Fitzgerald. That's behind him, and Wisconsin is called for icing. 6-3 Wisconsin with the lead, 12:24 to go here in the third period of play. Again, Big Ten going down to the wire. Michigan State and Wisconsin went down to the wire last year before the Spartans won the regular season championship, and now Sparty hanging on to a one-point lead over second-place Minnesota. And Ohio State only five back now after losing tonight, 4 points back of Michigan State after losing tonight.
It's mail bite time. Every team.
Yep. And again, the Badgers could end up in East Lansing or Minneapolis or Columbus or Ann Arbor for the first round of the Big Ten tournament in a couple of weeks. Wisconsin still has tomorrow night's game and then an exhibition against the National Team Development Program Sunday, March 2nd. Next Sunday at 6 o'clock. We'll carry that on the Badger Sports Network, by the way. 8 minutes into the third. It's 6-3 Wisconsin. Badgers looking to get out of their own zone. Flying down the ice was Pietola looking for a stretch pass. Scholl's able to get it up the wall. Now Hensler's got it. Slides it to Pietola. The freshman scored his first goal as a Badger here tonight. And he got taken down by Coomlin. No penalty. Puck loose at neutral ice. Knox ties up the forward Larrigan. And now it's Jack Phelan back in his own zone. Notre Dame in the process of changing. Scholl and Mellenbacher out there with Tassie. Scholl at the red line will scoop it deep to our left. Henry Nelson after it there. His pass canceled out by Mellenbacher. Off a stick, though, Strand picks up the loose change, and here he comes. Hunter Strand spent time with the National Team Development Program, actually a former teammate of Daniel Lotch, Badgers senior defenseman, played for Team USA a few years back. Here's Phelan now, stick handling, coughed it up behind the net. Silanoff, left-hander looking, out to the point, Plzeczinski snaps off a pass left side. Nelson shoots it low off his stick to the corner it goes. Now Slagert cycles back for Silanoff. He can't reach it. Weston Knox after it. Tried to bump it back to Phelan. No luck there. Getting support from Scholl. 10:40 to go in the third. Wisconsin 6, Notre Dame 3. And now Weston Knox has it. And pressured a bit by Slagert, pulled away with it, and then skated right back into pressure. Seems a little indecisive. And now try to get it to Phelan, and he'll get some help from Mellenbacher now. The Badgers will try to come out, but good pressure by Janicki on the forecheck to kick the puck free. Now up the right wing, here's Biondi with a step, right dot, shooting one right pad, save, rebound, cleared out of harm's way by Phelan. Oh, Biondi turned it on, almost beat Scarfoni backside.
Yeah, and he had some far side space to work at, too.
And a shot down low by Biondi on a tough angle. That found its way to the net. Scarfoni made the stop and hung on. 10:03 to go here in the third period of play. Badgers with a 6-3 lead.
Ian Murphy goes into the corner, matching 24s. He goes against Anthony Kerr and kind of got a little feisty. I don't think he realized what he had bitten off when Anthony Kerr pinned him up against the boards. That would be one man that I would not want to go one-on-one with.
Anthony Kerr from Winnipeg, featured on the Badger Hockey Digest online show this week, talking about how cold it was up in Winnipeg. His parents were flying down this weekend. Normally they drive, but after being here 5 years, Anthony's mom finally told her husband, "We're flying this time." This time will be the last time at the Kohl Center.
Winnipeg's not even that far.
I know, for the Kerr family. Notre Dame with a puck in its own end. More than halfway through this third period, Badgers leading 6-3. Morrissey out there wreaking havoc at neutral ice.
And Quinn Finley skating with, doesn't look like he's limping after he blocked that shot.
Yeah, there's Knubel now. Stops. Feeds ahead. He got taken down on
Mosley's
a shoulder
a
hit
penalty.
By Mosley, and the Badgers are going to be shorthanded again. Wisconsin has been so good all season long, disciplined hockey, not taking silly penalties, but the Badgers have taken a few here tonight. Mosley gets the gate at 10:33. Notre Dame's going on a power play when we come back. Wisconsin with a 6-3 lead. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin leads Notre Dame 6-3. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. One of my broadcast idols, Mike Lang, longtime voice of the Pittsburgh Penguins, passed away earlier this week. Mike Lang, known for his colorful descriptions of games and his jargon, if you will. Scratch my back with a hacksaw, right? Slap me silly, you know?
Yeah.
Buy yourself a drink and your dog, too. Mike Lang was fantastic. KDKA, and, you know, growing up, I had a chance to listen to Paul Brown forever and Jack Swanson, Pat Foley of the Chicago Blackhawks, Dan Kelly with the Blues, Bruce Martin with the Detroit Red Wings, and occasionally I'd be able to tune into KDKA and listen to Mike Lang.
Well, as a kid growing up, the only American radio station we could get was out of St. Louis.
Sure.
And unbelievably, I became a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Oh, gosh, let's not talk about that. Badgers on the penalty kill. For the fifth time tonight, they've already surrendered two power play goals, but they're leading 6-3. Wisconsin does have a shorthanded goal, so the special teams goal is 2-1 in favor of Notre Dame. Janicki with a puck. Minute 18 to go on the power play. Steal by Lindmark, and then he lost it. But good pressure from Lindmark, one of the best penalty killers Wisconsin's had in recent memory.
Well, in the first 50 seconds, Notre Dame has not been able to get into the zone. Two guys have fallen down. One guy has put the puck backwards where it's not supposed to be.
And then Knubel just coughed it up. Jack Horbach got smoked up high. Could have been a penalty on Biondi. They did not call it. Notre Dame regains possession. Horbach remains on the ice. Scholes is out there with Thalen. Morrissey as well on the PK. Badgers can't clear. Point man Fisher rises a shot. Stick save made by Scarfoni. Caroms to the far corner. Battle there. Scholes. Knubel won it free. Sauced it back out to the point. Trying to hold it with his skate. Fisher failed to do so. And Notre Dame needs to touch up. 30 seconds to go on the power play for the Fighting Irish. Trying to get within two with little under 8 minutes to go in the third period here tonight.
No shots on net for Notre Dame in this first minute and a half of their power play.
Astro Domenico centering pass or center ice pass deflected and cleared all the way down by Lindmark. Again, the Irish will try. Coomlin, his pass knocked down out of midair by Lindmark. Coomlin forced back deep. Good work by Owen Lindmark on the PK.
That's pretty much going to do it.
Yep. 3 seconds left. Headman pass intended for Ali. He falls down out of his net. Scarfoni rims it around. Lindmark tries to bat it out. Penalty kill got the job done. Now penalty coming up on Notre Dame for interference. Brennan Ali's going to get the gate, and the Badgers will get a Kunis power play. 7:21 to go in the third.
I'm sorry, but I did not see it.
I know Dexheimer went to the defense of his goaltender, Tommy Scarfoni. I think that Ali interfered with Scarfoni.
Okay, yep. So that's when Scarfoni rifled the puck around, and he must have had contact with him, and it was done.
Yep.
This would be a really, really, really nice situation if the Badgers could score on this power play, at least get some good golden opportunities on this power play, because it's been pretty anemic tonight. Their penalty kill has been similar,
yep.
So get some special teams motivation.
And Wisconsin's had two power plays. One was a full 2 minutes of 5-on-3 power play hockey earlier this period. And Wisconsin unable to convert. Moved the puck well, just didn't get any quality chances. Dexheimer shot from out high, blocked, ricocheted to Morrissey. So the Badgers, Kunis power play, leading 6-3. Pass by Morrissey, forced it, didn't get to Mosley, but he battles back to try to win it free. Nice work by Gavin Morrissey. Slides it right wing, Mosley. Turns and faces the net now. Drop pass right wing, Finley. Out on him is Danny Nelson. Half boards right, Finley to the point. Dexheimer swings it left side, Morrissey. Morrissey, no place to pass. Bumps it out to Dexheimer now. Minute 25 to go on the power play. Low left pass for Tassie out of his reach. Finley's now got it right wing. He'll fire one, and the Badgers score! Ryland Mosley tipped it in as Finley fired from out high. Mosley's second goal of the night. They get that power play tally. It's 7-3 Badgers.
Sometimes all the setup in the world means nothing. Get the shot on net. That's basically what had happened. They weren't getting any penetration to try and go backdoor over across to Finley on the backside. So Finley just said, let's put it on net and see what we can get.
Ryland Mosley, second goal tonight, 16th of the season. Finley gets his third assist of the evening and get Gavin Morrissey his first point. Badgers have a four-goal lead again, 7-3. Wonder who the number one star is going to be tonight. You got 4 points. You're plus four. Here's a shot from the right side by Larrigan, blocked. Went to the far side. Oh, and one of the Badgers just got knocked down hard. That's Adam Pietola holding his head. He's a little shaken up as he heads to the Badgers bench, whacks his stick against the sidewall. Trainer Andy Rohde looking down Pietola's way, but Adam's not looking to the trainer. Badgers coming out of their own end. Pensler bumps it ahead to Dick, but he doesn't control the pass, and the Irish now have it under 6 minutes to go. Here
penalty hooking Tyson Dick.
Yeah, another penalty on Wisconsin. Another needless penalty for the Badgers. And so Notre Dame will get its sixth power play of the night.
Yeah, for a guy who never spent any time in the penalty box.
Yeah.
Tyson Dick, he got that.
Previous play is also under review for potential major penalty.
14:06, the time of the hooking penalty, and the referees will go to video replay to look for potential major penalty. I'm not sure against whom.
Against Notre Dame, I think they're looking at the Pietola check.
Oh, over on, yeah, when Pietola got...
Which was previous.
Popped before.
To this, and he came out of the box, or came on, went back to the box and was looked like he was kind of groggy, like he'd been out till 3:30 the night before. You know, one of those...
Yeah.
Couldn't get on the bus fast enough.
You sound like you've had experience with that, Ian.
Yes, I was a designated driver.
Yes, you were.
At all times.
Hey, American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Nice to hear a little Neil Diamond here at the Kohl Center tonight. The fans join in, student section up into the third deck here tonight. They were expecting over 11,000. That's what we've seen here. Tomorrow night, even more for the regular season finale here at the Kohl Center. Hope you come on out or tune in on the Badger Sports Network. Puck drops at 7:30. And we're seeing video replay from the Big Ten Network of Tyson Dick's hooking penalty. But what the referees are looking at, Ian and I assume, is the hit that was planted on Adam Pietola back in the Badger zone a few seconds prior to that. Again, this weekend, series sponsor is Fastenal. Create the power play with Fastenal Solutions. Now Andrew Brueggemann and David Marcotte come out of the box. And let's see what they have to say. No major penalty. Wisconsin took the timeout. Fans are thinking they were reviewing something that involved a Badgers infraction, but it was actually something that happened.
Yeah, I've never seen a five-minute major for hooking.
No.
I guess I would just sum it up by that.
Yeah, yeah. Although Dick got a hooking penalty last home series against Penn State up by the neck.
That would be a different story.
Badgers are shorthanded here, sorry. Face off to the right of Scarfone. 7-3 Wisconsin. And the Badgers win the draw and clear. So Dick at hooking again at 14:06.
Finish strong.
Yep. Here's Fisher now, pressured by Fitzgerald. He headmans to Danny Nelson. He was pressured from behind by Kerr, which freed the puck thanks to Christian Fitzgerald. And now Dexheimer flings it all the way down. 5.5 minutes to go in the third. 7-3, Wisconsin. Badgers shorthanded again. They'll drop the puck back, and here comes Janicki. Up the middle now, Knubel. Refeeds Janicki with speed across the line. Left wing, cutting in on Thalen. Drop pass. Here's Knubel. His shot stopped by Scarfone up off the glass. Oh, that was a beautiful play, Janicki and Knubel.
Oh. Yeah, they know each other.
Yep, here's Janicki, low right. He sets up Biondi, and his shot off the stick of Lindmark. And all the way out to center ice after it hit the corner glass. Now Knubel back the other way. Janicki open for a moment. Can't get him the puck. Knubel out to the blue line. Back to Knubel left wing. Refeeds Fisher at the line. Shot. Trickle three. Through after a deflection or two. Scarfone had his left pad down. Located and covered. 4:50 to go in the third. It's 7-3 Badgers.
Yeah, and only a minute left on the power play. But that's the most pressure that I've seen Notre Dame on their power play. They've scored on a couple quote-unquote not great chances like that,
yeah.
But this is the most sustained pressure that they've had on the Badgers. And I just thought in the first 30 seconds, the Badgers cleared the puck. But once Notre Dame got in the zone, they've had sustained pressure and good opportunities.
Face off to Scarfone's right again. Badgers leading by 4. They led 4-0 after 1, and then 6-2 after 2. And now it's 7-3. Puck went airborne. And then knocked back deep into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer after it. Reverses to Kerr, who got checked pretty well, but held his ground and then tapped the puck to Fitzgerald up to Dexheimer, and he'll dump it down in. 30 seconds to go in the Notre Dame power play. Badgers up 7-3, 4:20 to play. Pass ahead for Strand. He'll track it down low left, back behind the Wisconsin net. Plays it out to the point, Mastro Domenico. Now Coomlin got a stick up by his chin. No penalty called. Horbach lost his stick. Now regains control of that. Coomlin with it straight away. Right wing Strand. Back to Coomlin. Tees one up. And Horbach gets credit for a block shot. That went off the shaft of his stick into the mesh and out of play.
Well, it'll be interesting. because you'll see in the last, 7 seconds left, whatever, this face-off, Badgers ice the puck. We'll see whether they ever coast or whether Notre Dame is ticked off.
Yeah.
And that's when you start to worry as a coach. Cheap shots become pretty prevalent.
Face off to Scarfoni's left now. Tommy has stopped 20 of 23 shots on goal. Looking for his first Big Ten win since beating Michigan in Ann Arbor. Badgers kill off the penalty. Here's Morrissey across the line. Mosley, 4.9 for Ryland. 2 goals. Drop pass. Dick, his shot blocked. Kerr picks it up. Fires it deep off the glass behind the net. So Wisconsin has killed off 4 of Notre Dame's 6 power plays while adding a shorthanded goal.
Yeah, that was a big plus.
Yeah, it was for Jack Warbach. Ellenbacher's goal made it 3-0. Right now, Zach Scholl's goal at the end of the first period would prove to be the game winner, and Zach's got the puck right now. Scholl standing and looking behind the Badgers' net, trying to fake out Jovanovic, and eventually skates right past him. Right wing pass out of the reach of Kukkonen, but the Badgers after it and get to it. Now Sawyer Scholl, left corner, protects, slides it back to Finley, low right, Quinn Finley. Circles out near the blue line, hands off to Hensler, right wing, cycles back for Finley, over skates, Kukkonen picked up the loose puck. 2:45 to go here in the third. Kukkonen playing keep away from Helliwell and found an angle, shot one low right, and Kemp made the stop and hung on. Nick Kemp came in relief of Owen Say at the 13:35 mark of the opening period. After Say gave up 3 goals on 11 shots, Badgers came out humming.
Yeah, I don't think he's really been tested like Say did by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, here's Mastro Domenico. He'll come ahead with it. Off to Ali. And he didn't gain the red line, just iced the puck with 2:34 to go. Hey, folks, for every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's Disease. And you can assist us in trying to end Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. Goalsforacure.org. 2.5 minutes left. It's 7-3 Wisconsin. Puck deep in the Badger zone. Phelan battling Knubel. Knubel walks away low right. Forced behind the net by Phelan. Stick handling with it. Lost it for a moment. And then it's punched back behind the cage. Ali tied up there by Weston Knox. Now Knox able to knife the puck away from Ali and ahead to Ryan Botterill. Went right, back left, red line, scooped it in. 2 minutes to go. Simon Tassi carries the defenseman into the backboards. But Knubel there to pick up the puck. And now Mastro Domenico just put his right knee into the face of Tassi. Referee's not going to call anything. Now Mastro Domenico goes head over heels as Tassi pulled his right foot from out underneath him while he was laying on the ice. And those two still engaged. Now Tassi shoves him away. Centering pass Pietola to Fitzgerald off the back of his stick. And now Knubel's got it. And he'll dump it down in. 90 seconds to play.
Interestingly enough, the two Quebec natives going at it down behind the net.
Here's Hensler. Give and go with Horbach. Didn't connect. And then two Badgers collide, Horbach and Pietola. And then Hensler takes out the goaltender Kemp. Here's Notre Dame on the attack. And Henry Nelson's shot. He shanked it. Nelson's got it again. Rose one too high over the crossbar. Delayed penalty coming up on Wisconsin. 1:08 to go in the third. Wisconsin leading 7-3. Extra attacker for Notre Dame. Good stick by Fitzgerald, who pokes it down to the corner. Whistle stops play. Another infraction against Wisconsin.
Logan
at the
Hensler.
18:58 mark, Hensler is going to get the gate for interfering with a goaltender.
Yeah, there was contact, whether it was incidental or not, but after they had made the call down behind the net against Notre Dame for contact with the goaltender, that was just about an automatic.
7th power play of the night for Notre Dame.
2 for 7.
Yeah, 2 for 6 so far, right?
Yes.
Yep. So the Badgers are 1 for 3 with a shorthanded goal. This game's been in hand for quite a while, really. Although when Janicki scored early in the third and make it 6-3, you're like, okay, hold on a second. But then Mosley at 13-19 made it 7-3. Notre Dame's had a couple of chances, including on a power play rush with Knubel and Janicki a little while ago, but Tommy Scarfoni got the job done. Scholl is out there with Lindmark right now on the PK. Kerr and Dexheimer. And Kerr steps up on the puck carrier strand and drills him to the ice, freeing the biscuit for Dexheimer, and he'll fling it all the way down. Anthony Kerr.
Hi, how's your line? I just handed it to him.
Him and Strand are jawing at each other right now. Hunter Strand from Anchorage, Alaska.
Boy, has he got some wheels.
Yeah, he can fly. He comes across the line, shoots one off balance, saved by Scarfoni. Rebound in the slot, gathered in by Wisconsin's Lindmark. Skates to open ice, banks it to center. 18 seconds to go. Well, that six-game losing streak was painful for the Wisconsin Badgers, but it's over now. After scoring only 8 in the last 6 games, the Badgers pot 7 here tonight. 7 different goal scorers for the Cardinal and White. And Wisconsin will walk out of here with a 7-3 victory. The puck had been deflected over the glass and out of play, so one last puck drop before the final horn sounds.
Maybe.
Right.
Every time you say that, you know it's not going to happen.
Here comes Jack Larrigan out on the ice for the Fighting Irish. Lindmark will take the draw. He digs in. He wins the faceoff. Scholes to the corner. Bounces around a little bit. And the clock winds down. And the Wisconsin Badgers are back on the winning track. They snap a 6-game losing streak with a 7-goal night here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin 7, Notre Dame 3. Badger hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. And thanks to this weekend's series sponsor, Fastenal. Create the power play with Fastenal Solutions. Again, Wisconsin 7, Notre Dame 3. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Well, Ian, I wouldn't say the Badgers cured all their ills, but maybe what the doctor ordered here tonight. Wisconsin, yeah. A 7-3 win after losing 6 in a row and only scoring 8 in that span. Finding the back of the net can do a lot of good things for your psyche.
Yeah, it ripped the scab off the wound, I can tell you that. It's breathing a little bit better than it has in the recent past, I guess is the best way to put it. But, yeah, it was the pill that the doctor ordered, let's put it that way. And to come out of the chute the way Coach Hastings wants them to come out of the chute and to have that justified out on the ice and score 4 goals in the first period. Yeah, that's got to make everybody from the coaching staff down to the water boy feel good.
Yeah, he wanted them to make plays, be creative, and they were. Finley set up Mosley's first goal, then a shorty by Horbach. Mellenbacher set up by Logan Hensler from around behind the net. Zach Scholes, a long-range shot, 4-0 after 1, 6-2 after 2, 7-3 the final here in Madison. Our postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Seven different goal scorers, 11 different point getters tonight. Wisconsin, a 7-3 rout of Notre Dame. The Badgers now 12-18-3, 7-15-1 in the Big Ten, and snap their six-game losing streak and seven-game winless streak. Notre Dame now 9 wins, 21 losses and a tie, 3-17-1 in league play. The Irish have lost 5 in a row. The Badgers 7-3 winners. Let's get to our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Ian,
you know, you got to share the fame.
Yeah,
that's my new catchphrase, I guess, if you want to call it that. So we'll start from the bottom and work our way up. And I was very confused as to who to put as the third star, but I ended up going with Adam Pietila for his first goal as a Badger, and he played well. There's no question about that. I was a little concerned after he got rocked over there in the third period, but not that much of a deal. And he's going to share the third star with Jack Horbach because that shorthanded goal was awesome. I don't care what anybody says. Number two star, I went with two defensemen. Shocker, shocker, shocker.
No kidding.
When Knox gets two assists and is a plus two, Scholes gets a goal and is a plus four, yeah, it's hard to separate those two. So the number two stars go to Knox and Scholes with a goal and plus four and two assists and plus two. And for Knox, his first two assists as a Badger in only his eighth game. Big time game for him. And number one, Everybody knows it in the building. Ryland Mosley from Armpit, Ontario.
Armpryor,
Ontario. Two goals and two assists. He just makes that line work. For whatever reason, whenever he's got the puck, somebody's going to get a point.
Yeah. Mosley also had four shots on goal, was plus three tonight. So the three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Our energizing performance of the game coming up. Wisconsin, a 7-3 win over Notre Dame. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 7, Notre Dame 3, the final score. We plan to hear from our number one star of the game, Ryland Mosley, and head coach Mike Hastings in just a bit. Time now for the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. What energized you today, Ian?
Well, it was interesting to me because the Badgers almost dug themselves a hole. They go up at the 8-10 mark, Mosley from Finley and Knox. But then they take a penalty at the 11-minute mark, something like that.
Yep.
And Notre Dame's got good pressure. And so the energizing performance of the game goes to Lindmark, who tips it up to Jack Horbach, who beats the defenseman back to the net and goes top shelf to put the Badgers up 2-1 or 2-0, excuse me.
Yep.
And to be honest with you, since that point in time in the game, they never look back.
Yeah, because
then. And so that really put some zip in the Badgers' spine.
Yeah, that shorthanded goal. And then Mellenbacher scored a minute and a half later. And then Scholl scored less than a minute after that. And it was 4-0. And that was pretty much it. Badgers win by 4 here tonight, 7-3. We've got scores, too, highlights, all that stuff still to come on our postgame show. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4.